Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio right now by regular size Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So tell us a little bit about what we're talking about this week.
This week we're talking about a party, and it's not really a kind of party that either of us want to go to, because what happens is that a British politician gets elected to a very prominent position. So she decides to celebrate by throwing a party and inviting all of her friends along, about five or six of them. And then things start devolving from there when secrets get out, and then a gun comes into play somewhere as well.
Yeah, what was the tagline you told me about yesterday when describing this one? It starts with champagne and
ends with gunplay.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. So, tell us a little bit more about it.
So, I just wanted to start it off here, Sean, with asking you, what do you feel about bottle movies or bottle episodes?
Bottle episodes. So, bottle episode, you know, my understanding, obviously, from a description of a bottle episode of a television program is it is usually around about the time they run out of budget, so they run out of the ability to do a great deal more sets. But essentially they stay in the one location, and because they can't really go anywhere, do anything too spectacular, typically it's very dialogue heavy and based within the one location. I'm actually quite a big fan. I think most television programs, when they do bottle episodes, they tend to be the strongest episodes. Movies that tend not to move around and stay in the one location, the dialogue, the writing has to be so strong in order to make up for it that really, I'm actually quite a fan. I'm a big fan of the medium, yeah.
To be honest, yeah. Well, obviously this movie is basically a bottle movie. It's all set within this apartment as well as the backyard and a little bit at the front yard as well. But as a result, as you mentioned, same thing is happening here. The script is amazing and the acting is amazing as well. So naturally, the script more than makes up for the fact that it's only really set in the one location. And it's also a dark comedy as well. So I got a couple of laughs out of it. I'm not going to get into any specifics. I don't want to ruin any jokes. But as I mentioned, when the gun comes into play, that's usually a, for me at least, it was one of the high points of the movie. And it also feels a lot like a play. I feel like Sally Potter, who directed this, could easily adapt this to work as a play as well.
Well, as you say, I mean, if it's all set in the one kind of location, yeah, you would imagine it would translate quite well.
Yeah, and the acting as well. So naturally with a comedy, it can be a bit difficult to pull it off, but they sort of took the airplane approach by getting some fairly serious actors to do comedy as well. And by playing all of these increasingly ridiculous situations completely dry, completely straight, it made it even more funnier.
Oh, surely you can't be serious, Kev.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Bang.
Shirley. But, yeah, I bungled that line. But, but they got like these high caliber actors as well. They got Patricia Clarkson, they got Kristen Scott Thomas, they got Cillian Murphy. None of them are really known for doing comedies, but all of them easily pull it off here, especially Cillian Murphy. He comes in to this party like a hurricane, and every scene he's in, he's easily like the star that lights up the room in anything that he does. But that being said, there are some drawbacks to this movie. Mm-hmm. Potentially because of the setting, the movie only does go for about 70 minutes.
So a little bit short, okay. Yeah. Hour and 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I've heard that in the UK, they count feature length as only 60 minutes, not an hour and a half. So that could be the case. And other than that, the movie is completely filmed in black and white. And me personally, I don't mind. I like black and white, but I know that for a lot of other people, that can put them off as well.
That's very unusual. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's an unusual stylistic choice. It for me personally, it works out well, but I do know that some people aren't too keen on it. But overall, definitely one to watch if you enjoy black comedies.
Terrific. Great big couple of thumbs up from regular size Kev. Thank you very much, Kev.
You're welcome.